So I'll be teaching Shaq today an easy trick from my first book that you know that anyone can do.
I do have faith in my ability to learn magic.
All right, Shaq, to be a magician, you have to have pretty quick hands. So I'm going to just teach you a few things today. Is that cool?
Sound good.
Cool. First thing, you just spread the cards on the table. Just like that, right? Okay. Well, it looks like a trick in itself, right?
Right.
It takes years of practice, but it's pretty cool. Pretty cool, right? As a kid, everyone goes through that phase of, you know, being a magician and all that stuff.
You know, I think I can catch on pretty quickly.
Perfect. It's a table, I swear. It's a table. It's not you.
It's got to be the table.
I think it will take me 30 seconds to teach Shaq a cool trick that he can do to his family, friends, and teammates, and hopefully entertain them. Yeah.
John has been doing this a long time, so he's very experienced, but I feel like I can pick it up in, you know, the time allotted.
Another aspect of, you know, being a magician, you have to have a little misdirection skills. Now, I'm going to show you that right now.
Is that cool?
I have a deck of cards here. You just say stop whenever you want, all right?
Stop.
Memorize that card. Got it?
Okay.
Perfect. I'm going to put it back in the middle of the deck.
Now watch.
Okay.
What about now? It travels right on the table. Right? Was that your card right there?
That's it.
Yeah? There you go. So you say stop whenever you want. You got it? What I'm doing, I'm pretending to put it back in the middle of the deck, but I put it in my hand like this.
Okay. All right?
And because my body goes up, everyone's eyes goes up while I just drop it around to the table, just like that, right? And that's how you do it right there.
That's crazy.
I don't think there's one hard thing to teach someone when you're doing a trick. I think a lot of people confuse magicians from tricking people rather than entertaining people. See, the last thing I want to do is trick someone. I just want to entertain them. Another thing you can do is spring the cards, you know, just like this. There you go. I think magic brings people in for a few different reasons. You know, you have real magic and you have the magic that entertainers do. So the entertainer's magic, you know, they mimic real magic. But, you know, does this real magic actually exist? Now, Shaq, you know, you may see a magician, you know, every now and then, but people actually see magic happen every single day. Just like on TV.
Right.
Yeah, they dress like that. Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Magic's intriguing because it simply makes your mind wander, and, you know, you wonder how that person did such a thing, and it seems impossible.
Now, do you want to learn a trick now?
I do.
So the first thing you do, you have the person mix up the deck. So they mix it up like this. When you get the deck back, all you're doing is looking at the top card. Okay? That's all you got to do. So when I take the deck back, I look at the top card. In this case, it was a King of Clubs. So now I know it's a black king. So every card has a mate.
Right.
So I'm going to take out the King of Spades and put it right in the middle on the table. And I put that onto the table face down.
Okay.
No one knows what it is except for me. Make sure no one else sees it. So now, when you take the deck right now, now pick up half of it. Right now, the king's on top right now, right?
Right.
Now flip it over so it's face up. Perfect. Now you say cut a little deeper. Cut a little deeper. And flip it and put it back. Perfect. Now the first face down card is going to be the original top card, which is also a black king. Right here, right?
Right.
Put those to the side. Put that over there. So okay, black king. Okay, now and then you reveal your card. You also have a black king. Think you can do it to me right now?
Let's try it.
Let's try it? Yeah, perfect.
You know, teammates are very competitive, so I'll be like, you know, bet $5 that I can, you know what I'm saying, show you what cards you got or something like that, and they'll automatically say, all right, cool, bet $5, and it's an easy five if I get the magic right.
He can make money off the teammates if he wants to. I use my power for good, not evil, but, you know, that's up to him. You know, he's the entertainer there. There you go.
All right. Well, I'm going to make a prediction. This is my prediction right here.
Okay, your prediction right there.
Search the deck till you find the first face-down card.
First face-down card, all right. Right there?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so my prediction was a black ace.
Black
ace. So I'm predicting you got a black ace.
Black ace?
Let's go.
Black ace. There you go, dude. You got it.
I think the hardest part of the process is getting the person you're, you know what I'm saying, showing it to actually believe it or not see exactly what's going on.
I think that's why people are so fascinated by magic. They want to believe the magic moment. Shaq, here's another trick.
Okay.
You hungry?
Very.
Let's get out of here, man. Ready?